too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
Weave a lovable space that needs your face. Please company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Very nice.
How do you know? I haven't even gotten it unwrapped yet.
Well, I'm sure it'll look even better that way.
Ta-da! Isn't it beautiful? I bought it for us.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Thank you.
What is it?
It's a copy of an Incan fertility vessel.
Fertility vessel?
Uh-huh. Where do you think we ought to put it?
Any place but my bedroom.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Guess what?
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 Can you tell them?
I have some wonderful news for you.
Boy, this thing works fast.
Give me that. Never mind him, Cindy. What's the news?
You've all been invited to spend the weekend on my aunt's farm.
Isn't that wonderful?
Jack, try to control your enthusiasm.
It'll be fun, Jack. We'll be getting there right in the middle of celery week.
Celery week?
Yeah.
Ooh! Oh, boy. No, Cindy, look, I'm sure it'll be fun up there, but you see, personally, I am a city boy, okay? I like bright lights, hot and cold, running water, things that go flush in the night, you know what I mean?
Jack!
Then forget it, Jack. The three of us will go, and we will have fun. On the farm. Yeah.
I'm sure you will. Just be careful where you step, okay?
Want to get that city slicker? Come on, let's have some coffee. You can tell me about
it. You're going to love it.
Hi, Jack.
Larry!
Can we have a little talk?
Yeah, sure. But first, tell me, how did your date with Candy turn out?
Oh, I had a great time, but the guy she's engaged to hated it.
You took out somebody else's fiancé?
Just once. Only once.
Oh, is that all?
Well, he didn't like me using his car either.
You took the guy's car?
Borrowed it, but it'll never happen again.
Are you sure?
Positive. I totaled it.
What? Oh, boy, Larry, I think you are in big trouble. Hello? Yeah, this is Jack. You're gonna do what? Who is this? I don't know any Wally. Hey, wait a minute. Hey. Listen. Hello?
Sounds like he was threatening you.
Yeah, this guy, Wally, whoever he is, said he was going to come over here and break my neck and tear me in half.
I think you ought to hide out someplace.
Why? I don't know anybody named Wally.
He's Candy's fiancé. Well, now that we've had this little talk.
Hold it! Why was he threatening me?
I thought you'd ask that. Now try to understand, Jack.
Oh, no, Larry, you didn't use my name again.
I knew you'd understand.
Understand?
Listen, I'm also dating Candy's best friend, Linda. If they talk to each other, I could be in big trouble.
Oh, Larry, you are unbelievable. You use another guy's name, another guy's car. Couldn't you use anything of your own?
Well,
Larry. This guy said he's coming over here now to break every bone in my body. Is this Wally as crazy as he sounds?
Crazier.
That sells it. I'm getting out of here.
Yeah, but where will you go?
I'm spending the weekend with Cindy where I'll be safe.
Jack?
I think you could use some air wick.
Don't be such a wet blanket.
I'll try. Cindy, can I go to my room now?
This is it.
What?
Yeah. Cindy thought it'd be fun if we all slept out here.
Yeah. When I was a kid, it was a real treat to spend the night in the barn.
Some treat.
How you doing, kids?
Oh, hi, Aunt Becky.
Hi. Did you have enough to eat for dinner?
Oh, yes.
Plenty, thank you.
I've never had celery soup before. It was great.
And I just loved your celery pie.
Thank you. Are you going to be all right here in the barn? Now it's not going to be too rough for you.
Well, Jack was worried.
Worried about the girls. You know, they're not used to roughing it, and I told them I'd show them the ropes.
Oh, then you know your way around in barns.
What's to know? A barn is a... For instance, that's the feed chute.
Well, I can see you girls are in good hands.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'll turn in now.
Good night.
Good in the morning.
Don't let the barn bugs butt. Right.
Barn bugs? What's a barn bug?
Cindy, where are you going?
To the house.
What? I thought you said when you were a kid it was a big treat to get to sleep in the barn.
Oh, it was. But it was a bigger treat to sleep in the house. Good night.
I'm having so much fun.
Good in grain.
You guys, here's some horse blankets we can sleep with.
Great.
Horse blankets?
Oh, come on.
Do we really have to spend the night out here?
Oh, Jack, stop complaining already.
Yeah, why don't you just get with it, Jack? Make the most of it.
Yeah.
Good idea. Oh, yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm making the most of it.
Hey, Jack, there is plenty of hay right over there in the corner.
I can't sleep over there.
Why not?
And leave you girls unprotected? Not a chance. I want to be here to comfort you in case you get scared. What was that?
That was an owl, Jack. Now, would you go over there and go to sleep?
Owls can kill.
In that case, you have nothing to worry about. Owls like mice, not chickens.
Yeah, but I... Okay, if that's the way you feel.
What?
Oh. Hey, Jack.
Come on, Jack. Don't go to bed mad.
Yeah.
If you want to apologize, you know where I am. Well, that didn't take you long. Oh, Janet, this isn't like you. I have tickles. No, don't stop. I love to have my ear nibbled. Would you? Oh, Janet, don't stop.
Jack, who are you talking to?
Huh? Oh, then it's you, Terry, you little devil. I should have recognized your hot breath.
Jack, what are you talking about?
Huh? Then who? It ate my ears. My ear okay?
Yes, your ear is fine.
Oh, my God, it was awful.
What happened?
This vicious wild boar came at me out of the dark. It had this huge snout and these sharp fangs. Let's get out of here, Terry. I can't take it.
What?
There's no need to get out of here. I caught your killer pig.
Just get it away from me. Away from me.
Baby.
How can you touch that thing, Jenny? You don't know where it's been. My ear gave me a pig hickey. Look at it. Is that... What a night.
Taking you guys so long. The morning's half over.
Oh, well, you see, Jack had a little trouble sleeping last night.
Why didn't you try counting sheep?
He couldn't.
He was too busy counting pigs.
What's that?
Yeah.
I bet that's that weasel that's been getting to my aunt's chicken coop. Well, it sounds like she got him now.
Weasels are poisonous, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Hey! Oh, Mr. Shirley!
Get in there, you!
Wait here, Becky, wait! Whoa, whoa, this is our landlord.
Your landlord. Uh-huh. Oh, I am so sorry. I thought you were a weasel.
Well, it's a natural mistake. I mean, what with the noise and all?
I'm so sorry, you poor man. Why don't you come on up to the house and I'll fix you a nice hot cup of coffee?
Oh, well, thank you. I don't believe we've had the pleasure, formally.
Oh, I'm Rebecca Madison.
And I'm Ralph Weasel.
Well, Ralph, how about that hot cup of coffee?
Okay.
I'll help you.
Yeah, Mr. Furley, hang on. He'll be right with you.
What are you doing here? Oh, I almost forgot. I just did you a big favor, Jack. A real big favor.
What?
Some guy named Wally woke me up at 6 a.m. this morning banging on your door. Said he really wanted to get a hold of you.
Did you tell him where I was?
I did better than that. I drove him up here.
He's looking for you right now.
What? No need to thank me, Jack. Well, now for that coffee. Can't keep Aunt Becky waiting, right?
Jack, are you okay?
No, some guy wants to beat me up.
Why?
There's no time to explain. Just go in that place and tell this guy that Jack Tripper is gone. I've died. I've moved. Anything. Just go.
What?
Just go, okay. Will you?
Jack, what?
Hurry.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. Where is he?
He isn't here.
I'm looking for Jack Tripper.
He isn't here either. There isn't anybody here.
What?
This wouldn't be Jack Tripper, would it?
No!
No?
No!
Well, then who are you?
Hi, I'm Zeke. Check your seat. This here hay is dry, yeah? Sure, no.
What?
Heck's all the day's work here on the farm.
You work here?
Shoot, I'm busier than a rooster in a 3-story hen house, only I don't like to crow about it.
Zeke is the hired hand.
Why should I believe you?
Because I...
Because she's his wife.
Yeah. Hoo-wee. Honey, what you sure?
Darling, not in front of company. And not in front of your little sister, Terry Lou. Terry Lou, why don't you say hello to the nice gentleman?
Well, hello.
Terry Lou, not overly friendly. Remember what happened with that traveling salesman.
Yeah, well, sir, I gotta go on down to the South 40 now. Terry Lou, Pepina?
Oh, yes, sir.
Hold it! You're not going anywhere until I check out this barn.
Yeah, well, I got some chores to do.
Oh, well, do them here. Well, why can't you milk that cow over there?
Well, I can milk that cow. Who said I couldn't? Gee, Hosefat.
Darling, what should we do?
Why don't you clean out that empty stall over there?
Clean out the stall, honey. Oh, my God.
What's the matter? What's the matter?
These cows are not housebroken.
Steady now, honey. Daddy, it won't take long. Just a second.
Darling, what are you doing?
I'm just fixing to milk this here cow.
Oh, honey, aren't you cute? Trying to make us think that you're going to milk him.
Oh, my God!
What's the matter?
I just remembered I got to finish stacking this hay before dark. We always like to... rake hay while the sun shines. That's just a country saying. Now, where did I put that gall-dern rake? There it is.
Stop fooling around. Show me what's up there.
Up there?
There! And you two, stay where you are. Hey!
Yes, sir, we got plenty of that right here and right up there.
This here's my hen house. My husband built it for me himself before he passed away.
Oh, you're a widow?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a widow.
Must be awfully rough living way out here all by yourself, alone.
Well, I try to manage, but sometimes a woman needs a man.
Well, if this is one of those times, here I am.
Well, Ralph, how sweet. If you really mean it.
Oh, I do, I do.
Here.
What? What's this?
Dinner. You'll find an axe right there.
You mean you want me to...
kill it.
Mr. Furley, what are you doing?
What the heck do you think I'm doing? I'm getting ready to kill a chicken.
Oh, Mr. Furley, I could never do that.
Are you kidding? There's nothing to it. I read once that all you have to do is stare into their eyes and they'll fall into a deep, painless trance. You see, a chicken has one of the smallest brains in the... The...
Mr. Furley?
Yeah?
Mr. Furley! Yeah,
what? Oh, Cindy! Cindy, I can't do this. Look at her. She likes me.
Oh, sure. Sure, Mr. Furley. Listen, I'm going to go see how the others are doing. Good luck.
Ralph!
Quick! You got to get out of here. Go on. Go on, go away. It's your chance. What are you waiting for? Fly! 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 Fly!
What is taking you so long to...
Oh, I understand. Maybe I better do this myself. You wait on up at the house.
Are you kidding? You think a little blood will upset me? You want to kill the chicken? Here, kill the chicken.
Okay.
The chicken lives! And that's that!
I just thought of something we could do. I can show you how to milk Bossy.
Oh,
hello.
Why would you have to show your hired hand how to milk a cow?
Yeah. You get her. Always kidding. Cindy, why would you have to show your hired hand Zeke there how to milk a cow? Oh, I'm kidding.
I know.
Always kidding.
You're such a cute. Oh, well, go ahead, darling. Milk her. Here you go, baby.
Sir.
Yeah.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Do y'all have to watch? This is kind of personal.
Milk!
Yes, sir.
Sorry about this. Just relax and trust me.
For your sake, I better start seeing some milk soon.
Yes, sir. Excuse me. Sorry about the cold hands.
Oh, hi, Wally. I see you found Jack.
What?
Get the car!
Hey!
playing it safe. That goon Wally was snooping around the apartment.
Now he's soon be around here.
Oh, come on, Jack. Who are you trying to kid?
Ripper!
Well, that sound exactly like the... Ah!
In here!
Excuse me, that was mine.
Now I'm gonna collect for my girl and my car.
No, wait a minute. I'm the one you wanna punch, not him. Who said that?
Oh, you're not gonna hit anybody.
Oh, yeah?
Just a suggestion.
Hey, listen. I don't know who you are, but I'm warning you. Leave them alone.
Okay. I know you're in there. I'm gonna teach you not to fool around with another man's woman. Now come on out of there!
Mr. Furley!
Ricky!
We weren't doing anything honest.
Oh, you don't have to lie on my account, Ralphie.
Honest, sir. If I'd had any idea that she was your girl.
What?
Bless you.
Bless you.
Thank you.
We're dead.
Well, well, look what I found. Now, just to make sure I got the right guy, I'm gonna take care of both of you.
Hey, what are you guys so chicken about? There's only one of him and there's three of us. I mean, two of you.
Listen, before you hit, one last request. It's just our farewell salute, okay? But I want you to watch carefully, all right, Larry?
Yeah.
And as for you,
ooh, be careful, Jack.
Serves you right, Larry. You are unbelievable. If you hadn't used my name...
Yeah, then the four of us wouldn't be up here together.
Come again.
Well, think of it. A romantic barn, an inviting hayloft, two guys, two gals.
What? You know what? He's right.
I am?
Yeah, I am feeling kind of romantic, aren't you, Terry?
Oh, yeah, right.
I am.
Do you believe this, Jack?
Well, it's the country air. It turns them on.
What do you say, Larry? Are you ready to sow some wild oats?
Oh, am I?
Here they are.
Okay.
Videotaped in front of a studio audience.